بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, we are looking at what Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullah alayhi said about Surat al-Fatiha. He said Surat al-Fatiha is Tawbah, and we are seeing how true this beautiful statement is. We looked at the first ayat, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and how Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is Tawbah. We come to the second ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, which is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This ayat is so beautiful because it is doing two things. One is it is talking about and mentioning and introducing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of His glory and majesty. And at the same time, it is reminding us about our connection with Him as His ibad, as His slaves. What is our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, as His slaves? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamd is all praise and glory and all thanks. Who is it for? Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. Is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb, who is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer, the owner, the protector of the Alameen, of all the worlds, all that we know and all that we don't know. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As I told you, this ayat is talking about two things. One is Rabbul Alameen. Who is Allah? Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Who is the Rabb? The Rabb is the one who takes something which is incomplete, something which is small, something which is deficient, something which needs help, sustenance, nourishment. The Rabb is the one who takes that, and through a process of stages, from stage to stage, He takes it to a stage of completion and perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran in connection with the development of the human fetus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how the fetus develops from the initial stage, which is the mixing of the seminal fluid and the female part. And then it goes from there, stage by stage, until the human baby is formed. Now, this is the glory of the Rabb. This is the glory of the one who creates from stage to stage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created just by His hukum. Kun. Fayakun. Allah said, be, and it is, and it becomes, and it forms. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing His sifat of rububiyat. And that is why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of His sifat of rububiyat, to take us to the final stage of completion, which is our entry, inshallah, into Jannatul Firdaus. Because that is the ultimate, that we reach that place. And that is the reason why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His kalam, when He sent His Nabi alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, all of these are signs of the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are signs of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to become perfect. And you cannot become perfect unless you have Iman. You cannot become perfect unless we have Iman, unless we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and guided us and sent His Kitab and sent His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide us. This is the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this ayat also is mentioning where Allah is saying, Alhamdulillah. All praise and all glory and majesty and all thanks are to Allah Rabbul Alameen. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. And we as the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do two things. One is we praise the glory and majesty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And there is no one worthy of praise, no one whose glory and majesty is equal to or anywhere close to the glory and majesty of Allah. The glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. It has no partners, it has no shareholders, there is nothing that is similar to it. And all thanks are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. So when we are talking about appreciating and glorifying the majesty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and thanking Him, this is our connection with Him. So this beautiful ayah of Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is drawing our attention and reminding us of who Allah is and reminding us about our connection with Him. And therefore, the slave, when he reads this ayah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, immediately he makes tawbah, immediately he makes istighfar for the countless times that he or she enjoyed the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without thanking Him. We owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every breath that we take. But do we thank Him for every breath? We owe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection that He has given us. We do not even know what we are being protected from. Because many of the things that we are protected from, we cannot see. For example, everyone in their body has cancer cells. Cells in the body which can potentially turn into cancer cells. Now, Alhamdulillah, if I am cancer free and if I am healthy, am I conscious of this fact that the same cells in my body could have become cancers and I could have been suffering from cancer, but my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu chose to protect me from this? Am I thanking Him for this? Should I thank Him for this? Think about this. We are living now in COVID times. Right? Do you think this mask on the face is going to save us? Or do you think the washing of the hand is going to save us? We should do those things. I'm not against that. Definitely, we should take vaccines. We should wear a mask. We should wash our hands. We should try to, maintain a distance from each other and so on and so forth. Take all the precautions with the doctors tell us. But not for a second do we believe that these things can save us. So who is saving us? And we can't even see. What is Allah saving us from? From something which we cannot see, which is the coronavirus. Similarly, there are any number of examples. I don't think I need to give you examples. You can think for yourself and say, this is my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. So when I say, am I thanking my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, how many things are there that I need to thank Him for? This is a very good exercise to consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that He has given us. Each one of us, let us do that. Let us do this every morning. I suggest to you that keep a notebook by your side, by the side of your bed. When you get up in the morning and after you have, praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made His dhikr, because this is what we should do. As soon as we open our eyes, say, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Right? Make this into a habit which is so constant that every time you open your eyes, you say the kalima, inshallah, may Allah make it that when you open your eyes in the khabar, that the first thing that comes out of your mouth is ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, inshallah. So when we do this, keep a notebook, and every day write in it one thing. I was about to say 10 things, but maybe that's too much for us to do. So just write one thing that I and you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. And if Allah gives you tawfiq, write more. But write down every single day, write down at least one thing, right? One, two, three, whatever. Write one thing that you think that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Some of those things might seem very routine, right? Just say, okay, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a good restful sleep in the night. It might sound routine until you go and speak to somebody who has insomnia. And then you will know the value of that sleep. For us, it's just sleep. You know, my head hits the pillow in 10 seconds, I'm gone. But ask somebody who cannot sleep. I'm able to breathe freely, both my nostrils. Just ask somebody who has a blocked nose. I'm not talking about talking to someone who has respiratory failure. I'm just saying just a blocked nose. How tiresome, how irritating, how exhausting it can be. Trying to draw breath and then eventually breathing through your mouth and your throat is dry, your tongue is dry. You get a sore throat because you're breathing through your mouth. Alhamdulillah, Allah did not give us any of that. I'm just able to breathe freely and comfortably. Should I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? This is what I want you to do. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The tawbah of that ayah is to consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to make istighfar. Ya Allah, I have not thanked you enough. Ya Rab, I have not thanked you enough. Ya Rab, I have not thanked you enough. We make istighfar, we say, Ya Allah, forgive me and do not take away from me the blessings that you have given me, that you have blessed me with, because I have not thanked you. I'm thanking you, I make istighfar. I apologize for not having thanked you, and I will thank you more. And please enable me to thank you in a way that pleases you, and do not take away your blessings from me, because I am not a thankful slave. This is the tawbah of Alhamdulillah Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to read the Quran and to reflect on it and to benefit from it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.